as we've told this whole story of how they tried to keep her out of the University of Oklahoma, in 91 she received an honorary doctorate from the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Were you there for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What a day.
The lady from Walmart.
Walton?
Sam Walton's, his wife also got one that
Helen,
day.
Helen. At the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the round robin, the topper.
Yeah, well, she was already serving on the OU Foundation at that time.
Okay.
And it was then that David Walters,
former
governor of Oklahoma, had called her and asked about appointing her to the Board of Regents. She told him no. Thank you, but George and I had tried to get her appointed during his term. But she'd have to quit working at Langston to do it because she couldn't be a professor at one university and serve on the Board of Regents of another university. So she said no, she wasn't going to do that. But then David Walters called and talked to her about it, and she said no. He tells the story all the time. David Walters came over here. I was here that day.
In this house.
Yeah, and he came over here and asked her one more time if she would do it. She says, the doctor says it's okay, would you do it? She said, well, since you go through all the trouble to come over here to ask, if you can get my doctor to approve it, then I'll do it. So the doctor consented that she was healthy enough to do it. So she agreed to do it, but still reluctantly.
It just so happens I was at an event where David Walters was in Tulsa about a month ago, and he told me that story because I said I was going to interview you, and he told me that story. He felt so proud of it, and he should have been.
Mm-hmm.
And then she became quite active on it and took it on as a serious job.
Absolutely. I remember doing the Anita Hill thing. She would go to the board meetings with a button on and says, I believe Anita Hill. She was still radical. I mean, Mom didn't stop being who she was until the end.
And in 93, Ada Sipuel Fisher Day in Chickasha. Mm-hmm. And since I've been to Chickasha, of course, they have the Ada Sipuel Street signs there.
There's one of them right behind you there.
Yeah, there it is. Mm-hmm. And then she dies October 18th, 1995. She was really only 71 years old.
Both my parents died at 71 years old, 10 years apart.